This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
When it comes to social media, texting, all that stuff, sometimes we get confused, especially me. But a new study shows that we have some confusing emojis out there.
Yeah.
And I just need a little help. I think a lot of people do. Study found the older folks, especially like your grandpa, grandma, your mom and dad maybe, they're confused by some of the basic emojis.
Well, that's scary. I mean, I can understand the most of them, but then you get into some of the weird ones and you're not sure.
Okay. So, for example, nail polish was one that's mentioned. Hmm. Nail polish.
Tori?
You send that one?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
That's like a kind of thing. I don't know how to explain it in words.
Yeah.
But it's like a hair flip, basically.
Okay.
The nail polish with the fingers and they're painting their nails.
Yeah. Most people think it means classy, like classy or posh, I guess. But others use it plainly as nail polish, as also don't mind me, whatever that is. I guess that's what you were trying to say. Don't mind me, or as self-care. So that's why it can be confusing. So we need to kind of all agree on whatever it needs to represent.
I'm safe. No one's ever used that one with me.
No, me either.
I guess I'm not all class.
All right, how about dashing away? Dash away, dash away all. It's not a Christmas one.
Is this the one where they're running off?
And yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I think that just means, like, I ain't getting involved in this.
Most people think it means moving fast, but others use it as, I guess, passing gas.
I've seen that.
Or out of breath. Or as smoking.
I use it as run to the comments. Wait, are you talking about the little guy running or just the puff of air?
No, the dash away. The dash away. The puff of air, I think we all know that one.
Yeah, the guy running away to me is like, let me sprint to these comments real quick.
Okay, well, that's why I'm confused, Tom.
I don't even know which ones we're talking about in some of these cases.
All right, upside down face.
I know that one.
Okay, what do you think?
I think it means that this is crazy, or I don't know. That's my guess.
Most people think it means sarcasm.
Oh, I just mean like I'm tore up upside down.
I use slash S for sarcasm because it's just more clear, and people don't seem to always get sarcasm.
But others use it as smiling through the pain if you are got an upside down face.
Never seen that. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen anyone use it that way.
Okay. How about the woman tipping hand?
This?
I guess so. Most people think it means, oh, well, oh, well.
I mean, that's what I use a shrug kind of for, is like, well.
Oh, well.
I don't know which one you're talking about, though.
Well, okay.
Can we start doing a slideshow?
I guess so. I get my pointer out. Like, this one's what I'm talking about. All right, sleepy face.
That's me this morning.
Most people think it means sadness, but others use it as tired or sickness or disgusted. Sleepy face. All right, fearful face. Most people think that one is shocked or surprised, but others use it as horrible news or sickness or disgusted.
Is that the Kevin McAllister one with his hands on his cheeks like, oh, that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fearful face. I'm just saying yes now.
I don't get past the laughing ones. I don't send anything but laughing.
Well, there's too many laughings to even choose from.
Well, sometimes I'm laughing really hard, and sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, I use the sideways when I'm really hard, and just the regular right side normal one when I'm just laughing a little bit.
And sometimes I'm crying.
The other one, I use the eek a lot of times.
Okay.
Where you got, it's like his teeth are gritted. He's like, eee. Like, ew, that's like, it's almost when you're uncomfortable with something.
That's the one I send to John when I break something around the house and I'm like, ha, this sink's broken. Eek.
Yeah, kind of
How about the money with wings? Money with wings.
At least I know which one you're talking about. I'm assuming that means you just wasted money on something.
Most people think losing money, but others use it as gaining money or flaunting wealth.
If you use it for gaining money, you're dumb because your money is flying away.
Yeah. Or maybe it's flying to you.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't ever happen.
I don't know about that. How about, what's your confusing emojis? Do you have any that just stand out when I said confusing emojis? These were just some of the top ones that people said they're confused about. I know with mom, a lot of times I'm having to explain that. You know, what's that mean?
I don't find this confusing, but older people might, is the skull, which means dead. And it doesn't mean like dead, you can't breathe anymore. It means I'm laughing so hard, I'm dead.
Oh, really? Okay, that's confusing. At least make the skull smiling a little bit. That would help me out.
Never used it.
Okay. Yeah, but people do, and I get it sometimes. Like my kids especially will give you the dead. Not very often because they don't think I'm that funny, but when they do, they'll give me the dead symbol.
See, I would think they're just like...
ready for you to go.
No, no.
Well, there, I helped you out with that.
My bad. No.
Thank you, Kato.
I didn't know. I'm confused.
It's like, you know, that was a bad dad joke.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not what it means.
And we want to bury that one 6 feet under. That's what I'm thinking. It's confusing out there. They need an Emojis for Dummies book that I could read.
Well, I will say I'm dead right now.
I died dead. R.I.P. me.
Wow, I like that. I don't know what that means. So.
Fingernail polish. I don't know.
That's why I'm confused.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It's kind of funny. On X, or formerly Twitter, someone asked the folks there to start a fight in 5 words or less, but no politics.
Oh, good.
And I thought it was pretty funny what some of the people came up with.
Let's fight.
All right. So if you could start a fight in 5 words or less, what would you say? Have you got any ideas at
no.
all?
No.
Tacos suck.
That would be a good one, Kato.
I don't want to play anymore.
Fight.
Just to go ahead.
Chick-fil-A is not that great.
Oh, that one's been, that's happened in here. Tori said that she didn't think it was great.
I disagree.
Kato and I, we gave her grief.
And I do like tacos.
That's God's chicken, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just not enough flavor.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah. I had nuggets this weekend. Yeah. They were awesome.
Meh.
Oh, my goodness. Fight.
I'm going home.
There you go.
All right. So this one is great if you want to fight with your spouse. You're acting like your mom.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love my mom, so thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, in a fight, that can turn ugly.
What if you're the guy and they say that?
Yeah.
That could be ugly, too. Also, they said if you say dogs are better than cats or cats are better than dogs, those can start a pretty good fight. Here's one that the guys don't like. Mansplaining is valid communication. I guess that would be the girls wouldn't like that one. Mansplaining is valid communication. I don't know that many people would ever say that, though. That one seems kind of done.
No.
So here's one. I don't see how that people would fight over this, but breakdancing isn't a sport.
It is not.
I guess a few breakdancers would get mad, but who else would care?
First off, what they did in the Olympics, that was not even breakdancing.
I know, right?
I don't even know what it was. Uh-huh. It was embarrassing.
Okay.
The best answer of all, I thought.
All right.
Two words, mm-hmm. and this can get a fight going fast. Calm down.
Fight.
Never in the history of calming down has telling someone to calm down actually calmed them down. It just doesn't work. Mm-mm. You've got to think of something better than that, because then they immediately tell you what? I'm not upset. And they usually yell it when they do. I don't need to calm down. And you're thinking, yeah, actually, I think you do. They say you can get into a pretty good war over computers, PCs versus Macs, but I say the real argument is Apple versus Android.
Fight.
There's fights in here.
Much like Chick-fil-A, the Android is the...
Not good.
The best.
Oh, it just started.
You know what's so funny, though? If you have used Android for a while or iPhone for a while, and you try to use the other one, like, they should have the challenge to use that for a day.
I couldn't.
Because my kids have the iPhone. I have an Android. And I try to, you know, work through it. It takes me forever to figure out anything.
I need a back button.
They do it on purpose.
I need a back button.
They do it to make it hard for you to change over.
Yeah.
Which I won't ever.
And I know, but that way, if you have an Apple, it's the same way. You don't ever want to change the other one because it's confusing to you.
Right.
They say also anything about sports teams, but this is good. This one's been a fight in this room, too. Say that a popular movie wasn't good. For example, Star Wars is boring.
Fight.
Tori.
I didn't say boring. It's just not my thing.
It's not mine either, but I've watched the original one, the first one. That's it.
And you know what's so upsetting is, like, you know what? You talk about the Nicholas Sparks movies.
And I'm you like, talk about them. You yes. like them.
So weird, too.
The Notebook was good, y'all.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, I never saw it. Ryan Gosling, oh, man. He did such a good job in that. Made me cry.
You can quit doing your little buddy loving thing.
But I know. I'm just saying. You know, even like when you say like a certain artist is not talented, that gets me fired up sometimes like, because Tori likes all these artists that, you know, anybody can sound like them.
Like Taylor Swift's overrated.
Okay.
Hey, that's a good fight
Hit the
starter.
Buzzer.
I'm on the corner with Tori on that one, and you and Hawker over there.
No, no, no. Taylor is different, like in a lot of ways. But you know, some of those other like girl artists, like anybody on the Disney Channel can sing like that. We were arguing the other day about certain people. Like you can't. Like, you can't duplicate their
it.
Voice.
You can throw me under the bus. Just say it.
What? Britney?
No, not Brit.
See? There you go. Fight.
They also said TV shows like Game of Thrones. If you say it's stupid, there's people that are going to line up to fight.
Never seen it.
And this is kind of funny. Shawshank Redemption is overrated. That would start a lot of fights. If anyone who's seen that, you're just treading on really thin ice. Because not only is it a great movie... But there's a great message to it, and I don't know how you would go about saying that.
There's a message? How to break out of jail?
No, it's a message of peace, and those guys managed to find peace even after all that had been done wrong against them.
I feel like it dragged on a little bit, though.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go. Yeah. Hope we've helped your lunch today. No. Give you something to talk about. Maybe I suggest dropping in and then sitting back and watching.
Someone text in. They were right about you.
About
as like a fight starter?
Oh, they were right about you.
Oh, like you say that to someone?
Yeah. Yeah, I always take that as a compliment.
Okay.
Like, thank you.
Hawk, you were right about Tori, though.
You were?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Got a dating hack for the guys here in just a second. It's going to be very helpful for you. Because when it comes to those first few dates, it can be very stressful. And we know some of the tricks. We've talked about them here on the Hawk and Tom Show to help you out on the date. Like leave your cell phone, you know, in your car or something. Don't even bring your cell phone because there's all kinds of complication there. And that's because, you know, you want to pay attention to her. And that's what I'm about to get to. Also, make sure that you have a clean toilet, fellas, because girls are turned off when you, you know, they go to your restroom in your apartment or whatever, your house. And like, ew, that's gross.
Same for women.
Okay, I agree.
Because the guys raise the seat, and you need to be raising that seat to make sure it's clean.
But
they, be careful when you do that. I dated someone once, and I didn't know it. She was using laxatives to lose weight. And oh, gosh. I still hadn't fully recovered from that PTSD.
Thank you. But they say giving great eye contact is one of the most important things you can have when you are out on a date. And oftentimes, you know what, because and I tell you, I talk about this, and you guys already start talking about looking.
Why are you looking at me?
I know, you're looking at eye contact. Like, how much eye contact do I have during the date? Like, that's very intense. If you go way too far with it, Kato, you don't want to
can't
just,
even look at you now.
You don't want to stare at the person the whole time.
No, blink, though. Do blink.
I think the worst thing you can do is think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing is my contacts start to like get fuzzy or something or shift out of place when I stare too long without
blame
blinking.
The contacts.
They dry out.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's the contacts.
Yeah, but is that important to you? Like even with you and John?
I hate eye contact. It makes me uncomfortable because I don't know how much I'm supposed to give before I make someone else uncomfortable.
Quit looking.
So then I overthink it.
But I'm like, when you relax at home with your husband, it's got to be a little bit more.
I probably never give eye contact.
You probably
don't think about it. Maybe.
You might, but you just do whatever's normal to you.
Yeah.
But
I don't
if you don't give any, that would be annoying.
Now I gotta now I'm gonna overthink it. Thanks a lot.
You give normal eye contact in here.
Yeah. I try really hard, but it makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm fidgeting right now.
You're sweating.
Yeah, a little bit.
Under the arms. But here's a little hack for you fellas. If she thinks that eye contact is so important, or most women do. Sit with your back, they say, where?
To the wall.
Yeah, yeah. No, you look at...
I don't know.
No, you look at the wall. Like, how many times do you go to a restaurant And you are like going back, and most guys think, well, I need to make sure I see the door in case there's some robber that comes in and I'm going to save the day. Instead, you stare at the wall. That way you're not as distracted with all the things going on in the restaurant, and any other girls or the fresh bread that's coming out, and sit on that next table.
I can still get distracted by a wall.
Yeah, and I
don't, it really doesn't take much.
I don't agree. I think you should be looking at the door. And
why?
Actually, because you should be prepared as the man to be able to jump and throw yourself in front of anything.
But anybody that has to stare at the wall the whole time, that's not the seat that they want, most likely.
I do. Yeah. I want my back to the door or the restaurant. I don't want to see anybody else in the restaurant.
Because you get distracted?
No, I don't know why, but I'd rather not be the person that's sitting and facing everyone in the restaurant. I'd rather have my back to everyone.
I went out to eat with my wife Saturday night, celebrating our anniversary, and
congrats.
I sat with I beat all the bets here in the office, too.
Good
lasted
for you.
Way longer than they did.
Still losing money on this one.
So I sat with my back to the wall, which turned out to be a great thing, because had I sat the other direction, I could have seen the TV, and I would have watched racing or football.
That's another great little hack right there. Don't sit where you can see the TV, because you're not giving her as much eye contact, especially if it is a sporting event. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
real good.
Yeah, but I'm like, you got to admit, though, staring at the wall, I'm talking about those booths that are right next to the very last one in the back.
Which restaurant?
Well,
McDonald's or Arby's.
Okay, it could be that one, too, if you want to. But I think that's the worst seat. And then you could be the couple that sits side by side, but...
No, don't do that.
Okay.
In a booth.
Okay.
The only time you should do that is if you're groping each other.
Oh, heavens.
What?
You just have to make sure that you're not on your eating side, though.
I agree, yeah.
Because then you're bumping elbows the whole time.
But it is hard for the eye contact there, if you're trying to, you know, give them the correct eye contact. You don't want to do that on the first few dates. You got to be, you know... in a relationship for a while before you sit side by side.
The moment you say correct eye contact, you're wiping people out.
Unless you're sitting at a bar.
Okay.
Then you have to be side by side, unless she sits on one side of the bar and you're on the other.
Dating a bartender.
Yeah. And then you're staring at the mirror the whole time. And
I
you're
see
looking
you over
at you
there. through the vodka bottles.
That's distracted too, though, if you're sitting at the bar and there's a mirror in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, oh man, I got a unibrow right there. I should have plucked those nasty hairs.
Do you give yourself eye contact when you're doing that, though? You're looking in the mirror I see you.
The proper amount of eye contact.
What's up, Kato?
Yeah. And that's another thing. Search for any, you know, stray hairs before you leave. That's a good dating tip for you.
You know, I used to believe y'all when you acted like I was the one who had, like, problems. But now I realize it was just you guys that had the problems, and you thought I was weird.
You comb your hair with a fork.
Okay, but I don't stare at myself in the mirror at a bar when I'm on a date.
You should, because your hair looks a mess with that fork.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you find out you've lost your job. You've been laid off. You've been replaced by some workers from some other country, or you've been outsourced. What do you do? Well, once you get done with that severance, if you got any, once you get done moping around, I've got the answer for you. And it's not as hard as it sounds.
Have I gone through my unemployment checks too?
That's up to you.
Okay.
Have I bought a lottery ticket? Hoping that it kicks in since I got let go?
You can do that too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have I sold pictures of my feet yet?
Okay. This is before you start selling pictures on OnlyFans of your feet. Mm-hmm. You can start a lemonade stand.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of work.
Well, you know what? If it's from an adult, I don't want that.
Okay, well, guess what? You're in the minority, because I read this article and I truly thought it was the stupidest thing I ever heard, because how much money can you make from selling lemonade? That's what I thought. But turns out there are a fair number of people who have started side gigs that are turning into full-time gigs selling lemonade as adults. And there's a good reason for it. It costs about 68 cents to make a cup of lemonade, and they sell them between $6 and $10 each.
This darn inflation.
Okay. You see that sometimes at the festivals. They got the lemonade stand, the fresh squeezed lemonade and stuff.
Yeah.
So something like, kind of like a lemonade truck, same thing, like a food truck.
Almost everything I'm reading here says they make between $2,000 and $5,000 per event.
Okay. What? Is it a slushy lemonade too? I like those.
Some of them, but a lot of them use like, you know, real raspberries or these kinds of fruits, and they mix them in with it with real lemons, and so it's a kind of a boutique lemonade. It's not just some, you know, mix.
Now maybe they do the same thing. Like I was at the farmer's market downtown Greenville over the weekend. And I accidentally bought a $12 juice because there was no sign anywhere that it was $12.
Show me a sign.
So maybe they did the same thing. Maybe they are just tricking people.
Well, a 23-year-old ran her business April through August and made $80,000 in sales. Now, she did have expenses out of that. But again, the expenses are roughly 10%. So she probably made $72,000 after the expenses, give or take.
Now, when you say lemonade stand, you know what I think about? Little kids in your neighborhood in the corner.
I never stop, but I see them.
In the front yard, and they got the little signs up and stuff. I don't think like an adult doing that in the neighborhood's going to be a big, because the same people driving by every day.
Yeah, they don't do it in the neighborhoods. Okay. Like I said, they do it at festivals and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So they find situations where they're going to have a fairly high number. A lot of them will do Christian festivals because since they're not including alcohol in their lemonade, it actually works out well there.
Oh, well, there you go. A margarita stand.
Can I just go get like a box of Capri Suns?
Yeah.
I'll just pass those out.
Just charge
$10 a bag.
Good luck
include
with
straw.
That. Unfortunately, the parents all know what those actually cost, so good luck.
You know, when you're at that festival and it's so hot, especially like during the summer, and you see that iced tea or whatever, this lemonade.
You could pay $12 for it.
Yeah, well, Tori is. Yeah. I'm only going to pay about $8.
If I want it, I'm going to pay for it.
It looks so, and it's just dripping down. It's part of the visual effect of it. It's in that little cooler thing.
I'm thirsty.
And the ice. Like on the side of the, you know, tea that's flowing down.
Almost every one of the people they interviewed sells their lemonade for $7 to $9 a cup. They make $500 at a farmer's market and usually $2,000 to $6,000 at events.
Mm-hmm.
So even at $500 at the farmer's market, that's $500 a week. That's what, 25 grand a year, give or take?
That's math.
So, you know, that would be without the festivals. Throw the festivals in, and you should be able to make at least a living. And it doesn't sound like they're working all 12 months of the year, especially up north. They're not even going to be out during the cold months. So, unless you start selling hot lemonades.
Hawk, that's when you get your frozen lemonade.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you just grab some snow and you're set.
Did you see?
And the yellow snow is the best of all for them.
Oh, I don't want that one.
But I would have bet anything that this was not a profitable venture. But they say the simplest ideas are often the best ideas. Is it work? Yeah. Is it hard work 24/7? Doesn't appear to be. And a lot of them will also get a very small trailer type thing with maybe like a little roof over it and those little things that pop out.
Sure.
One person took out a $2,000 loan to buy a very small trailer for that, and that lets them run around with their lemonade sign and their little booth.
Well, it makes it more official instead of like being out the back of your pickup truck.
Well, I was just gonna raise the hood of my car.
Like your trunk open?
Like I'm tailgating.
You want some lemonade?
What they do then is they just get those 10x10 canopies. Those things don't cost $100.
Now
bucks.
You're having me put up a tent.
Okay, Cater's going to be broke whenever he finally loses his job because he's too lazy to run a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's a Monday. That could be affecting you.
Could be.
Yeah. But
I'm tired. I could drink some lemonade though right now.
Well, darn! If I had some, I'd sell it to you for $9 a cup.
You know, I'd pay for it.
That proves it works.
You'll pay $12.
Just don't put the sign up.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Okay, let's say you're sick and you have to go somewhere. Maybe a party that you've been looking forward to for a while, or maybe just out in public, maybe to work. Do you hide when you are sick?
I just stay home because I'm sick.
Well, you like to stay home, and that's a great excuse for you.
It's not even an excuse. It's a reason.
But a lot of people might be looking forward to this certain event or party, maybe a concert even. Like, you know, this one's not going to come around again. Do they hide their sickness?
This is why I don't go to the parties, because some idiot that really wanted to be there will go there sick and get me sick.
Yeah, they say, well, people are more likely to conceal their sickness when their risk of infection, the risk of infecting others is higher. I think that they're just embarrassed to say something because it's like, hey, you know what? I got some cooties right now. I prefer you just tell me that you might be feeling sick or you got a sore throat.
It gets me out of doing things I don't want to do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, if I'm really sick, I'm going to tell you. And sometimes I'm going to tell you I'm sick when I'm not because I don't want to do what you're doing.
You're faking sick.
I don't want to go to work today.
Don't tell our secret.
Sorry.
75% of the people say they've hidden having an infectious illness or would also do so in the future. 75% of the people surveyed.
At least they're honest about it.
I guess so. But I don't want that.
You know what, though? The cost of concert tickets these days, I kind of sort of get it a little bit.
I get the concert. It's the other stuff. I mean, you got a ton of money on the line with a concert. Like Hawk said, they're not coming back for a long time. Mm-hmm. I get it. But when you're going to parties and stuff and you're going out to something like that and you're sick as a dog and you're hiding it from people, that's why we got plagues. That's why we got masks and COVID and crap.
Right.
The worst is when, like, my niece or somebody will have a birthday party and one of the friends' families will come up and they're like, everybody in the house has been taken out with the flu this week. Little Susie, go put your present on the desk. I'm like, why are y'all here?
We came anyway. We didn't want to not miss the party.
Yeah. But we wanted you to.
I don't get it. Like, even, you know what, when you're shaking hands with somebody, sometimes, like at church or something, like, hey, I don't want to be rude, but I got kind of a sore throat. I don't know what, it might be allergies. I don't know, but I don't want the risk giving it to you.
Then why did you go?
Good point, Cato.
Well, sore throat could be an allergy, could be anything.
Could be anything.
I'm not sniffing. I don't have a fever or anything, so I can't stay in every time I've got, like, you know, a sniffle.
I do.
Oh, really? Okay.
I feel like that one's protected.
You know, they even said a lot of doctors and nurses will go in when they are sick because they're around sick people all the time. Yeah.
Doctor's taking his fingers in your mouth.
Well, usually they wear gloves.
They wear gloves. So, and a lot of times a mask. If a doctor comes in with a mask,
he's sick.
Yeah.
Or you are.
Yeah.
You're really sick if he comes in with a mask.
Yeah.
Or if he slides something under the door, that's really bad.
Here's your prescription, okay?
All you can have is pizza for the next week, because that's the only thing that'll slide under the door.
Okay. Well, get this. A lot of people, of course, admit to boarding a plane because it was a vacation or a trip, so they've already spent some money, don't want to lose that money. Well,
as annoying as that is, you understand their logic. It's frustrating, but you're like, I'd probably do it too.
Yeah, but how about this one? Going out on a date. A lot of people said, yes, they've gone out on a date because the person was just the one. And they're like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and risk it.
Yeah, but if you tell them, I'm so sorry, I just came down with a cold, they're going to be like, sure.
Yeah.
Depends on the illness, too. Because I went out with my wife, and I was having a little bit of tummy problems. Okay. But that didn't stop me.
Uh-huh. If it did, you'd never make it out the door.
Hey, what's good is she still married me.
At least he's real, yeah. So you weren't trying to get out of the date. You just wanted to let her know in case something happens, like while you're in the car.
I didn't tell her anything.
Hey, you mind cracking that window? My stuff for you in here.
I didn't have that. I just had to go to the bathroom a lot more than normal.
Okay.
I was like, excuse me again.
But, I mean, if you're sick and you're going out on the date,
I'll be back in an hour.
Make yourself at home. If you're sick, you're going out on that date. You know, and you've got a sore throat or whatever, you know, they know that you gave it to them a couple of days later if you have a cold.
Not if you're smart.
If they have this. But
you got a cold? Wow.
But you're still concealing it like, you got a cold?
Well, if you're that you obvious, that. I guess. But if you're just like, you're getting over it and you don't tell them and then they get one, you're like, oh, bummer.
Yeah.
I guess I won't be around you for a week.
What a mystery.
Yes. Thank you, Tori. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.